In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart that I may hear thy word and understand and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Monday, July 29th, 2024. We have two sections from Scripture today for reading. We have Romans and Matthew. From the lives of the saints, we have the martyr Callinicus of Gangra and Asia Minor, as well as the venerable Constantine and Cosmas, abbots of Kosinsk. Starting with Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 24. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all, therefore I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good, and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my countrymen, greet you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, my host, and the host of the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you, and Quartus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. On to Matthew, chapter 13, verses 10 through 23. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear and not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. That is our scripture reading for today. On to our first saint, Martyr Callinicus of Gangra in Asia Minor. The holy martyr Callinicus, a native of Sicilia, was raised from childhood in the Christian faith. Grieving that many misguided people would perish for eternity because they worshipped idols, he went through the cities and villages to proclaim Jesus Christ and his teachings to the pagans, and with the word of God, he converted many to Christianity. In the Galatian city of Ancyra, the holy confessor was arrested and brought to trial before a governor named Sacerdonius, a fierce persecutor of Christians. The governor, threatening tortures and death, ordered the saint to offer sacrifice to the idols. The saint fearlessly declared that he was not afraid of martyrdom, since every believer in Christ receives from him strength and ordeals, and through death inherits an eternal blessed life. They cruelly beat the saint with ox thongs and tore at his body with iron hooks, but he endured everything with patience and calm. This aroused still greater fury in Sacerdonius, and he ordered that sandals with sharp nails be placed on the saint's feet, and that they should drive the martyr with whips to the city of Gangra to be burned. The pathway was arduous, and the soldiers who accompanied the condemned man were weak from thirst. In despair, they began to implore the saint to pray the Lord for water. The saint, taking pity on his tormentors, with the help of God, caused a miraculous spring of water to gush forth from a stone. The astonished soldiers were filled with sympathy for their rescuer, and they wanted to even set him free. Fear of execution, however, compelled them to bring the martyr farther. In Gangra, Saint Callinicus joyfully offered thanks to the Lord, who had vouchsafed him the crown of martyrdom. He went into the blazing fire and gave up his soul to God. His body remained unharmed and was reverently buried by believers. On to our second saint. We might do three. This one's very short. Yes, so we will do three. The Venerable Constantine and Cosmas, abbots of Kosinsk. Saints Constantine and Cosmas were monastic followers of Saint Barlaam of Kutyn and his successor, St. Anthony of Dimsk. About the year 1220, they left the Kutyn Monastery and settled upon a wilderness peninsula situated 3 versts from the city of Staraya Rus, between the rivers Polista and Smyznya. In time, they founded a monastery there in the name of St. Nicholas, headed by St. Constantine until his death, circa 1240. St. Cosmas continued with the exploits of his mentor. He was buried in the same grave with St. Constantine. Their bodies rest beneath the vestibule of Nikolaev Church, built in 1820 over the tomb of the saints. The next one we have is Virgin Martyr Serafima, Serapia of Antioch. The Holy Virgin Martyr Serafima, a native of Antioch, lived in Rome in the reign of Emperor Hadrian, 117 through 138. She resided with Sabina, a woman from a prominent senatorial family, whom the saint had converted to Christianity. During the persecution against Christians ordered by the emperor, the governor Virilus had Saint Serafima brought before him for questioning. Wishing to obtain a crown of martyrdom from the Lord, she went fearlessly to face Virilus, and her devoted friend Sabina accompanied her. When he saw that illustrious lady, Virilus at first set the maiden free, but after several days he summoned Saint Serafima once again and began the trial. The governor insisted that she honor the pagan gods and offer sacrifice, but she boldly confessed her faith in the one true God, Jesus Christ. Then Virilus gave her to 2 shameless young men of Egyptian descent so they could defile her. Saint Serafima begged the Lord to protect her. Suddenly there was an earthquake, and the 2 men fell to the ground, paralyzed and unable to speak. On the following day, the governor learned that his plan had failed. Believing that the saint was a sorceress, Virilus told her to restore the young men to health, so that they could relate what had happened to them. After praying to the Lord, St. Seraphima ordered the men to stand up. They got up at once and informed the governor that an angel of the Lord had shielded the saint and prevented them from approaching her. The cruel governor did not believe his servants, and he continued to urge St. Seraphima to offer sacrifice to the idols. The holy martyr remained steadfast. However, even when they burned her with flaming torches and mercilessly beat her with sticks, then harsh punishment overtook the governor. Splinters from the sticks with which the saint was beaten struck him in his right eye, and after 3 days the tormentor became blind. Powerless before the unyielding Christian, Virilis ordered her to be beheaded. Sabina buried the body of her holy mentor with all due honor and reverence. So I guess today will be a fairly short one. Thank you for tuning in, and all glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.